It was 73 degrees outside and plenty humid when Santa Claus rode down a suburban Cincinnati street yesterday in his sleigh. More than 1,000 people turned out in an effort to make one sick little boy smile. From member station WVXU, Ann Thompson reports.
Brody Allen loves everything about Christmas, but the 2-year-old won't likely be able to experience it this year. He's diagnosed with terminal brain cancer. Earlier this month, his mom, Shiloh Allen, put out a simple request on Facebook. It said, "Our wish is to be able to provide Christmas to our little boy and make it the best Christmas ever. We ask or encourage you to bring any Christmas decor to our residence to light up the night."
It just started coming. Packages and people dropping off stuff and more people dropping off stuff. And then they started decorating and they started decorating.
Soon, decorations and presents began streaming in from all over the world that then snowballed into a new plan. Why not give the toddler his own Christmas parade? Sitting on his mom's lap in the back of a pickup truck, a smiling Brody Allen, acting as the grand marshal, tossed candy to onlookers. Snowmen floats, artificial snowmaking machines, motorcycles, and clown cars all followed him along a mile-long route. Chad Ballard helped organize this parade in only 10 days.
What was going to start off as a small few cars through the neighborhood grew into something amazing.
Ryan Simpson is known around here as Mr. Christmas. He was quick to get on board with the effort, bringing lights and Christmas inflatables to the Allen single-story home.
I think we get lumped into a society of negativity, and it's really not as bad as it really seems. Like, Christmas brings out the best in folks, and even though it is only September, you can see the actual turnout today. That's awesome.
As the awesome parade wound down, Brody Allen's sister Mackenzie says she found it all remarkable.
He was so happy. It was amazing. I mean, not just for him, but for everybody. And I really don't have the words, but it made his day. It made everybody's day.
It's been a busy couple of weeks for the toddler. Now that the parade is over, he's back at home playing with all his new toys. He's also making multiple trips to the mailbox to gather the dozens of Christmas cards that still arrive every day. For NPR News, I'm Ann Thompson in Cincinnati.